Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. It is our continuing 2024-2025 preseason schedule, as well as our continuation of our four podcasts that we're recording simultaneously this evening here on Sunday, October 20th. This is our Atlantic 10 preview show. If you are looking for the American, it is Griggs.
Well, it's right up there.
Okay.
Right there.
And how about the Mountain West?
Hey, like if you press play, do you hear us? Like, I just pressed play. I can hear us up there talking about the American.
Well, what about the Mountain West?
It's down there.
Oh, and the West Coast.
Yeah, further down, yeah.
Well, I think our friend Joby would like, just tell you to skip the Mountain West.
Yeah.
This is our Atlantic 10 preview show, though. And we've got a lot of teams in this conference and maybe a few more to get to that we have some. And we had at least in our American show that we recorded a few minutes ago. But, Griggs, let me start with you. And I'm hearing a lot of preseason love for a couple of teams, beginning with this VCU team. What are your thoughts about them heading into the season?
I like them. It's kind of hard not to. They won 24 games a year ago, although they were just 11-7 in the A-10. They went, a couple rounds into the NIT. I like Ryan Odom as a coach, and they have three starters back. And this day, that continuity, I think, can be an advantage, especially in November and December during the out-of-portion conference of the schedule. So I think that they're going to improve on what they were last year, and they were pretty good last year. It makes sense that they're getting the preseason love that they are. I think that they're a team, maybe one of two or three. There's five really good teams that I think could make a run at getting inside the bubble. I don't think all five will do it. But if you had to ask me which of the five is the most likely to do it, I would say VCU.
You said VCU is the most likely to do it. First of all, Tytel, do you agree with him that VCU is the most likely to do it?
Coin flip with Dayton in my mind. I still can't believe Dayton's going to be that good because Deron Holmes is long gone.
Yeah,
but a lot of people like him, and Anthony Grant reloads every year, so don't necessarily pick against him.
Yes, Talika, this Dayton team, let's go right to them. Malachi Smith, Posh Alexander, there's a lot of talent on this roster also. And this team was a 7 seed, well inside the bubble last year.
Well, more importantly, you're also going to have Nate Santos and Javon Bennett, who are also going to be returning for the Flyers. And then you also have Zed Key, who transferred over from Ohio State, going to give him a little bit of a post presence in there. But they also had a bit of a rough exhibition today against the Xavier Musketeers, where they looked a little bit rusty from the outside, but I think that had more to do with the opposing defense they were facing. But the Flyers are not going to be lacking for chances at a conference where they're going to be hosting Northwestern, Marquette. They're also making up the game against UNLV, which got canceled for off-the-court reasons out of their control. But they're also going to be part of the Maui Invitational, where they'll be on the same side of the bracket as North Carolina, Auburn, and Iowa State, and a little team named UConn on the other side.
Yeah, Dayton tonight, and it's an exhibition game, but it looked like they were playing a matchup defense where they just decided not to match up. I think Xavier had an open shot on literally every possession. It was a remarkably poor defensive effort for a team.
I gotta stress,
but it's an exhibition game.
Coaches work on all kinds of crazy stuff during exhibition games.
Yeah, they do.
I would not read anything into an exhibition win or an exhibition loss. So, but Tytel, team that's getting a little preseason love here as well is the St. Joe's Hawks. The Hawk will never die. Is it back this year?
I was worried about the state of Philly sports chat after the Phillies lost, but obviously the Eagles took care of us today. And we got St. Joe's coach Billy Lang. He had losing records in each of his first 4 years, but the fifth time was the charm. 21 wins last year, made the NIT overtime loss at Seton Hall. He brings back a ton of talent. First-team all-conference shooting guard Eric Reynolds II, the conference rookie of the year and Xavier Brown, and some guy named Derek Simpson from Chad?
That would be Rutgers.
Who would be correct. He did lose a few guys as well, Lynn Greer, Chris Essendoko, and Cameron Brown. If you look at the schedule, so they started 10-3 in non-conference play last year. I don't think they're going to be able to duplicate that very hard schedule next month. Host Villanova at the Palestra to face Mike Quakers. Then two games in the Legend Classic, opener against Texas Tech, and then either Syracuse or Texas.
So they'll have their chances, is what we're saying here.
I agree. I think they're one of the five. They can get inside the bubble. I'm with Tytel on this one. I think they're pretty good.
Stalica, a team I'm hearing a lot of preseason love for, actually, that only won 13 and 20 last year, though, is the St. Louis Billikens. Are they part of your five?
Me
well,
or
I think this
Stalica's?
is
Okay.
this is actually going to be the Indiana State Trees that's going to be
Yes.
masquerading as the
Yes.
Billikens this
Maybe
year.
we should call them
Yeah.
the St. Louis
St. Louis
Sycamores.
had a crappy team, so they got rid of it and just brought in Indiana States instead. Their coach, their players. Great move by St. Louis here.
Go ahead,
Now,
Slinka.
this is where I'm going to go ahead and mute the puppet right here. Gibson Jimerson, you're still going to have a notable score for the Billikens returning from last year, but with the coaching change for St. Louis, they're going to be bringing in Robbie Avila and Isaiah Swope. About the only guy they didn't bring over is Ryan Conwell, who actually made the trip over to Xavier as a transfer. But you're also going to have Kobe Johnson, who's going to be transferring from West Virginia. So I think St. Louis is going to have some of the pieces to contend in the A-10 this year.
And as opposed to a team that's known for bringing a lot of players, we've got the head coach Josh Schertz with a couple of his key players that played with him and played together. And I don't know that's gonna they're gonna quite need as much time as some other teams may need to get together, I guess.
I'm with you, Chad. I think this is South Florida last year all over again. If you want to hear about South Florida, they're up there. But they just basically brought in another school.
That's the day and age we are now. You don't like your team, hire another team. Tytel, Loyola Chicago was one of two teams that tied for the conference regular season title last year. And I think that I've seen them. Maybe they're the fifth team that Griggs was thinking about, even
They are.
this group.
KenPom has them third in the conference, so certainly in the mix, I suppose. They do bring back second team all conference shooting guard Des Watson, but as much as I like Coach Valentine, I don't know that this team is ready to contend with the Daytons and VCU yet.
I agree. I think they are the fifth of these five, but they did share the regular season title with Richmond last year.
Right.
Griggs, Richmond did
Oh,
share the
okay.
regular season title, but I don't know that they're anywhere near that top five this year.
Yeah, another thing about Loyola, they were
Oh, go
really
ahead.
hot down the stretch. But let's move on to Richmond. I have a tendency to overvalue them. I think they were my pick to win it last year and the
They
year
did. They
before that.
tied. They
And
tied Loyola for the regular
yeah,
season title last year, Griggs.
they did. And I think I picked them the year before that, and probably the year before that. I love watching this team play. I love Chris Mooney as a coach. I think their offense is a work of art. I could just watch it all day and not get bored. That's probably why I overvalue them. I think them being pick sixth or seventh, whatever it was, is a bit low. It makes a little bit of sense, but
Their
I
top
like.
four scorers are gone.
Yeah, well, there's that, but I mean that is a
They play a
problem.
system that takes time to learn.
That too. I don't know. I just can't imagine them finishing as low as seventh. I think they're gonna surprise some people. Maybe.
Well, is there anybody else here, Sleek? Maybe Angry Frank's UMass team last year in the Mountain West, in the A-10 before they go to the MAC. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, we're starting to see, at least up in New England, a couple coaches that may be past their expiration dates. But the other team I was going to actually discuss was the Duquesne Dukes, who,
Yeah.
segue, actually finished sixth in the regular season last year. Not
But
only went to their first NCAA tournament since 1977, they also had their first NCAA tournament win in over half a century. But the only problem is a number of key pieces have moved on from that team, as has head coach Keith Thambrot, who retired in a blaze of glory, so to speak. So LeBron's team, as we found out during the NCAA tournament last year, his old high school teammate Drew Joyce Ju the second, I believe, is now going to be coaching Duquesne right here. So we're going to see how much of a carryover this program is going to have from last season.
Yeah, I'm not looking for much from them. Tytel, is there anybody else you think that can contend for the top of this conf the top group half top group of this conference that we have not yet discussed?
I might have considered GW before learning that their sophomore sensation Garrett Johnson is out again with an injury. This kid has overcome
Yep.
so much in his life, so you feel so bad for them. But after losing him to injury, and Maximus Edwards a transfer. I just think the cupboard is a little too bare for Coach Caputo.
Yeah, I mentioned UMass. I think there's a little bit there, Griggs. Even George Mason with Darius Maddox, but I don't know if there's enough other pieces there for a team like that even.
Yeah, George Mason was really good in the first half of last season. The problem was they had to play the second half too.
They did end up with 20 wins on the season, barely. Yeah, but
right after starting off 14-3, so yeah, I mean barely. But you know, Fordham such a good story 2 years ago, nowhere near it. Fran Dunphy, legendary coach, just has nothing at LaSalle.
Go ahead, finish your thought. That I
well, my thought is when you look at the top of the league, you think, wow, this is just a really super competitive, exciting league. And then when you look at the bottom of it, it looks like the Metro Atlantic.
Yeah, I mean, you got teams like Rhode Island that's got a couple pieces, maybe. St. Bonaventure, a bunch of transfers in there. Davidson looks like a rebuild year. And he mentioned LaSalle, Tytel, with Fran Dunphy as the head coach. I don't know that this team doesn't avoid the basement this year, and how much more of this is Dunphy's going to keep going if they do end up in the basement.
You'll never get me to say anything bad about the legend Fran Dunphy, who's gave me so many fond memories while we were both at Penn. But, I don't know what it is. I mean, he wanted to go back and save his alma mater. It's also nice to get a paycheck, not that he needs the money, but it's certainly it's not tarnishing his legacy, but it certainly ain't helping.
I think I know what it is. He's at LaSalle.
Okay, on that note, let's go through all three of you here and give me a few questions. Number one, who's going to win the A-10 regular season title? Number two, how many bids is this league getting? And number three, any other final thoughts you have on the conference? Tytel, let me start with you on this league.
I'll set the over-under at 1.5. I think Dayton or VCU will get in. I don't know if the other one will, but I think that one of them is going to win the conference tourney because I think they're that much ahead of the field. This is one of the bigger disparities I've seen. KenPom has Dayton 27th. Orvik has him 70th. Like, huge discrepancy, which is why I'm so confused, as you can tell. As far as a fun fact for the A-10, I'm going to go with Dayton senior Nate Santos, who I believe Stalika mentioned earlier, the Pitt transfer. One of two Division I players ever with three siblings who also played college basketball. Sister Sydney, sister Ashley, brother KJ. They also all played for the Puerto Rican national team. Of course, the other one on that list, Creighton's Jonathan Lawson.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I knew that.
Sleek.
I do think there is a possibility the A-10 could get three NCAA tournament bids with, I would say, Dayton, St. Louis, and VCU probably going to be my favorites. The only problem is they're going to have to all pretty much run the table against the rest of the league, which is not a given considering the parity in this conference right here. If I had to make a choice, I think I will go for a dark horse in the St. Louis tree. The Billikens here. But as to my final thoughts, I probably would say St. Joe's, you probably are going to at least sell me on the fact that they should be able to win the Holy War at home against a Villanova this year, but if they're able to do that, then they can certainly set themselves up as a contender in the A-10.
Yeah, I think VCU and Dayton are there. I really think St. Louis and St. Joe's are good enough that one of them could potentially maybe even just steal the automatic bid. Might be end up knocking VCU or Dayton out, though, because I see, you know, a couple bubble teams here. But I'll take VCU to win the conference regular season title. How about you, Griggs?
I'm going three. And the reason is I think between VCU, Dayton, Joe's, St. Louis, Loyola, and Richmond, that those six, maybe not Richmond, but those five will rack up a bunch of wins against the other 10. And when they play each other, it will allow the winners of those games to get, you know, quad two, the type of wins that look good on the team sheets. And I think that these teams are good. I think VCU is good. I think Dayton's good. I think they might be able to hold their own out of conference too. I'm going with VCU to win the league. But I do think that they can get three this year.
All right. Well, on that note, this has been our Atlantic 10 preview show. If you were look thought this was the American, you should have clicked up there.
Yeah.
If you thought this was the Mountain West or the West Coast, you should have clicked down there somewhere. But on behalf of John Salica, John Titel, David Griggs, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. Also, don't forget to check out the season preview tab up there for all of our conference preview podcasts. And we'll be back with our Mountain West if you just click right below us in any second now.